ReopenAmericaResourceCenter.com. Are you struggling personally or professionally because of the coronavirus shutdown? Ready to grow your business and serve more customers and clients? Finally, there's a trustworthy website with resources, relief options, grants, support, and much more for small businesses, nonprofits, and individuals. One location with all the information. It's time to get back to work, life, and reopen America. Visit ReopenAmericaResourceCenter.com today. The ultimate resource platform to help you in every way.
This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Let's take the word freedom. Wouldn't it be great to have more professional freedom, personal freedom, and how about financial freedom? Every week, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content, interviews experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people to share their stories, their passions, and provide real-life, tangible takeaways. Get ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
Today's topic, can your past stop you from living a prosperous, fulfilled life? First my joke, then on with the show. Whenever I think of the past, it brings back so many memories. I don't know why I thought that was funny. When I read it, I went, you know, that is kind of clever. This one's good. It's not that clean, though. Two old ladies were on a beach and a streaker ran past. One had a stroke and the other one couldn't reach. Oh, yeah. Well, the giggle in the background is our infamous Nin Rafat, business and leadership consultant, coach, speaker, and now author and owner of Nin's Dreams. From startup to scale up, they are the one-stop business solution who's transforming passions into profits. So, as I mentioned, now author, which is what we're going to be talking about her book today. Her book is Her Rhythm, You Are More Than Your Survival Story, which is today's topic. Can your past stop you from living a prosperous and fulfilled life? And we all know the answer is yes, but we're going to go into much more detail. But before we get into the show and talk about the book, Nin's had a lot going on since she's made this infamous move to Houston that everybody knows about. So if there's a couple of things that you want to highlight about what's going on there and some things about transition, I know there's a lot. So if you want to pull out a few things you think that would be relevant and maybe a little entertaining for our listeners.
Thank you, Michelle. And hi, everyone. I've been missing you all, but good that we didn't talk for so long. We didn't connect for so long because there's so much to share now, and you will love this episode for sure. It definitely has, as Michelle said, that I moved to Houston, which was a decision that I took, and we spoke about this in my last episode with you all, why I took that decision and how difficult it was and how we are coping up. But then over the last month, a few weeks, things have really taken a huge turn, both positively. I won't say negative, but positive, and some of it needs a lot more attention from my side. So as I said, that coming from West Haven, Connecticut, which is a small town, everybody knew me, my business is known, a lot of connections, and it was like, okay, I'm there, and everybody knows that I'm there, and people who need to come to me for the work that I do, it was happening naturally, automatically. It was like an auto setup kind of a thing. But when I moved to Houston, and I was like, oh my God, this is huge. So the audience that is listening to this show from Houston, I must say that this is a huge place. And when people say everything is big in Texas, they are right. Everything is big in Texas. So the climate, the weather, it took me back to my home country. Karachi has a similar kind of climate, the weather. the heat, and so it's like for the last 4 years living in Connecticut, I had completely forgotten. And now it's like, you know, your past is like, is your current, your present, and your probably your future too. So so it's like, my body is definitely tuned for that, because I've been living in Karachi for all my life. So, but definitely for the last 4 years, I was in Connecticut, so you know the weather there. It was like a little difficult for me, but then, you know, coming from, my body is attuned to it and acclimatized to it, so it wasn't that big for me. But yet for my son, the younger one, it was really difficult. But, you know, from my friend Mohammed, who is also here on an expedition to make his dream come true of opening a restaurant. He has been living in Connecticut for over 2 decades. So for him, you know, for both of them, and just looking at them and how they're coping up and then complaining about the weather and then, you know, the sudden rain and the heat and then all that stuff. But overall, it's a good experience, a lot of exposure. People are good, very entertaining, and I'm saying it in the positive way. One incident that I would definitely like to share with you all, and it's not funny, it was nerve-wracking when it happened, but now I laugh on that. And I would definitely like to share with you that when we moved in here, after a week, our car plates got stolen. So
wait, your what got stolen?
What? Car plates.
What? Oh, you mean the license plates on the cars?
Yeah, the license plate on the car. So they got stolen, and, you know, they got stolen like outside our apartment, and we went to Walmart in the morning to get stuff. And so we parked the car, we put the stuff there, and then we were planning to go to IKEA. Then our next stop was IKEA, so we came in, we put all the stuff. And then when we went out, we found out that, you know, our car didn't have the plates. And we called the cops, and the cops came over. And, you know, they were like, okay, they did the complaint thing, and we were like, it was nerve-wracking because we haven't heard anything like this in the Connecticut. Yes, in Karachi for sure, but Karachi, we will take the car itself. So just right. the license plates going was like something different for me. And I questioned the cops that, you know, why would anybody do that? And they're like, and, you know, the cops were very nice people. And with that calm smile on his face, he said, oh, it's very common here in Texas. And I looked at him and he was like, yeah, because it's out of state plates are very hot here. And I was like, really?
They're very hot. He's like, yeah, and you're pretty far north. So, yeah, you are definitely... You are in demand. Yes. Who knew?
Yes. Okay. I said, oh, wow. So then they gave us that, and then we were like, oh, can we drive our car? Because in Connecticut, if you don't have a license plate, you cannot drive your car no matter what the reason is. But they said, yeah, you can. And they gave us that police thing, the report thing. And it was like as big as a post-it note. And, you know, he said, you can just stick it on your windscreen and you're good to go. And we said, okay. But then he said, you better have your license plates for Texas if you've decided to stay here, because Connecticut plate will be no good. I said, okay. So anyways, this happened. You know, we registered our plate here, our car here in Houston, Texas, and everything. And after a week or so, my son calls me and he says, oh, you know what? We received a letter from the transport, Houston Transport, for violation of tolls. And I was like, what? And he said, yeah. And I was like, okay, can you scan and send it to me? And then he scanned and sent it to me. the picture that they had on that violation note was not our car, but our number plate was.
But
there.
Your plate. Yeah. Where were they going? Like, were they? It was just somewhere in Texas. They were just hot rodding around.
Yeah, so it was like, so we have a black Chevy Suburban, but the number plate was in a silver truck, and I was like, oh my God, okay. So then we said, now what to do? And this is the most interesting part. So we said, okay, what do we do? And then we were explained the procedure that you need to go and get your police report from the police office in Houston, and then submit it to the DMV, and then also to Easy Tag. You have that Easy Tag here for the tolls. So say you have to submit it to the Easy Tag as well and everything. So, okay, and then they will, waive off this violation because it's not yours. So after getting the police report, we went to this Easy Tag, and on the counter, I said that, okay, so here it is. And she read the police report and all. And then she looks at me and she said, you know what? You have already paid for this violation. And I was like, what? She said, yeah, because when you registered your Easy Tag, you registered your
credit card.
You know, credit card as well. They'd automatically got deducted. So I was like, oh my God. So I paid $100 for $100 or $105 for.
For a joyride for two criminals that stole your license plate.
It was so funny. And then she was like, then she said, oh, we need to update the records. And I said, well, how am I going to know all this? But yeah. Then I realized that the lady there at Easy Tag, she was so friendly and she was so supportive and helping and cooperative. That's one thing. I mean, no questions about it.
Well, yeah, because it sounds like it happens all the time. So according to the cop, yeah, that lady probably is busy all the time with the same type of scenario.
Yeah, so it was like for them, they were like really helpful. They were guiding. But the thing is that when you come to a new city, you don't know everything about it. You know, like it's one, demographics is one thing. And but you know, you don't know the culture or what usually gets stolen.
Yeah, right. What are the hot items that I have to be wary of to make sure that I keep an eye on them? Because you guys are gonna loot my stuff. Yeah.
Right. And I was like, okay. So that was one thing, and I thought that it's like really funny and I should share with you. That's an experience of moving into a new state. And the other thing is that my son got admission in the school, and the school said, oh, we cannot give him a school bus. And I said, okay. I said, I understand that, because I was referring everything to West Haven, Connecticut. And I was like, yeah, it's in even in Connecticut, if you are under a mile, you don't get the bus. So I know my sons didn't have the bus when we were in Connecticut because they were under a mile. But they were like at really walking distance. They were walkers because they were really at walking distance. But this school is like 2 miles plus, like far away. They said, no, in Houston or Texas, we don't give school transport if you are in the zone. And I just looked at that lady and I was like, oh my God, how do you expect everybody living in the zone have an arrangement for bringing their kids to school or taking them? Because I'm a working mom, I'm a single mom, and I travel and I really need this. And she said, no, but you don't have. Okay. And so I came back and I was really upset, and I called this Houston transport, school transport, and I told them, that I'm a single mom and I travel and I don't know why you have done this, because I really need a school bus. And I mean, it's not walking distance. So what do I do? And they said, oh, we don't have a bus stop and it's not part of the process or what, you know, like all that stuff. So my friend Mohammed, he was actually dropping Shayal, my son, to school and then bringing him back. And it was like, obviously, too much for, and it couldn't go like for long. So I kept like calling them and sending them emails. And, you know, like the business entrepreneur part of me pushing things to make it happen. that started at play, and I started writing to them and calling them and checking them. And then this Thursday, I got a call from the school. They said, oh, you know what? Houston Transport has approved your case, and you will have a bus coming right in front of your apartment building, across your apartment building. And so your son will be picked up by the school bus, and he will be dropped. And so that's like they have created, started that, bus stop for the children. And then she started laughing, and she said, you know, because if you, three or four more parents and more families have got this facility, because they were struggling and they were paying about $25 or $30 a week for the carpool thing. So now they have this thing. And I was so happy. I said, oh, my God, I did it. You know, like help the community without even letting know the community that helped them. So it's good. But now my next step is, so this is one thing that I did. But then my next step is, because it's not a school, a bus stop, so there are no signs and people will be crossing the roads and kids will be crossing the roads. So I'm hoping that the transport department will put up those signs here, the school signs and everything. If not, then I'm going to, my next venture or adventure is to talk to the people to at least put up the signs for a school bus and everything. So these are two things that I really wanted to share with you. As like when you move into a new place, and but I really want you to understand one thing, is that things can be difficult, but you have to open up and share, seek help, and connecting it to the topic of today, which is my book, is when you read the book, you'll see that every challenge that I was faced with, I stood up, I knew I was right, and it's not that I was denying something. I accepted the fact that the things happening around me are not the right things, but then I have to step up and fight for it. And you cannot fight alone. You need that support system. You need to ask the right questions. You need to talk to the right people and, you know, keep, be very honest and fair with your conversation with them, like the conversation that I have with the cops and the conversation that I had with the police department, the conversation we had with the Easy Tag staff, and then the conversation that I had with Houston Transport and the school. You know, at times it's not that Houston Transport never understood or never knew that there will be there is a need of a bus route here on this specific road or location. But it's just that people had not reached out to them. So they didn't know. And then when they knew, they tried to help. It took a little while. And then you need to be patient. You just cannot call and fight and argue or tell them that you are wrong or you are not doing your job. No, it's not like that. So, you know, I didn't know that they had started that route just because of me. But it was through me that they got to know that, oh, there are other parents, other families who need this also. So it's just not that they have done for my son or for me being single mom, but they realized that, oh my God, this whole route is without a school bus, and if we start this, so many families will get benefit. So you need to speak up. These are the little things that the lessons that I want you to learn as we go along in this talk show. August 8th is when I was informed by my publisher that the book is ready to go, and it went live on Amazon. The first paperback print came on 14th of August. Very, very special moment for me, because it's if you guys have been following my podcast, you all know that this is something that I was pushing back for quite some time. And then Michelle and so many other people who kept on pushing me to complete it, and I did that. So it's the goal, the 2019 goal that is achieved. But I am not supposed to sit with this goal achieved, that, okay, now the book is printed and I'm happy. nothing more to do. It has actually added a lot of more burden on my shoulders. Not burden, let's use a better and prosperous word, like more responsibility on my shoulders. That now when the book is out, now when I have shared my story, there are certain parts of the book which when you read, you might have tears in your eyes, or you won't believe that in the world things like this happen. But it happened to me. And I overcame. The reason for sharing or writing the book or sharing my story with the world is that I don't want people, I'm not arguing, I'm not battling, I'm not fighting against any law. I'm not fighting against any questioning the laws of any country or any religion or saying this is wrong or this is right. I'm nobody to do that. I'm not a legal or a constitutional scholar, or I'm not a religious scholar, so I'm no one to actually question that. But so the book is all about that this happened to me, whatever the reason be, was it Sharia law or the laws in Pakistan, whatever it be, but this happened to me and it made my life difficult and miserable. And then the man who was ready to make babies with me was not ready to take the responsibility of his son when they were born. And then he started like fighting, you know, and putting me into awkward situations and finally putting me into a situation where I actually had to leave the country. But these are all the incidents that happened to me. And what I want everybody to learn from the book is that you need to keep on going, believe in yourself, take help whenever it's needed, and be truthful. Find your purpose. Don't give up. These are all the things that combine together. The result is Her Rhythm, Your More Than Your Survival Story.
Before we go into the details about the book, I want to give everybody the summary so they can kind of visualize what the show is going to be about and how you're going to just kind of deliver some really great quality and personal information. So does that work with you?
Yes, please go ahead.
So Nin's book, Her Rhythm, You Are More Than Your Survival Story, it's all about, can your past stop you from living a prosperous and fulfilled life? And in Nin's own words, only if you let it. And she really is proof that you can turn things around when you put that in motion, and that becomes your ideology and attitude. In this book, she shares a very powerful story of escaping from an abusive husband in Pakistan with her two boys. And now, as you all know from listening over all of these months, she's a very successful entrepreneur who helps others to discover their entrepreneurial dream and to make it a reality. Her Rhythm explores many themes that are relevant to not only women, but everyone who has ever struggled with a difficult past, including self-respect, fighting for what is right, how to deal with fear, living in integrity, and walking in forgiveness. And if you feel like your past is holding you back, and you just can't let go, then this is some book that you really need to pick up and take the time to read. Nin shares very openly and honestly about what happened, including the many struggles she's faced and how she overcame each one, and gives you great insight, inspiration, and help to get you through the same. Her story will captivate you, but more importantly, will give you inspiration to a life of more. So I thought that was important to just give everybody kind of an overview, primarily for the listeners that are new that don't know you from all of this time that we've been sharing. All of the things that you've discussed all these months, a lot of it's in the book, which is great because it's the truth. It's you. The other thing I do want to mention is that Nin is a proud member of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace. So when anyone buys the book, she's donating 10% of the proceeds to our nonprofit partners to support vets, pets, and kids. It's yet another reason why you should go out and buy this book, because you're going to be helping other people that need assistance or at least advice to, you know, get past whatever's happened or get through whatever's happened in the past, and you can really change direction on your life. I appreciate you, Nin, for being one of our members and one of our very huge advocates, and that's something that makes you even more of such an amazing person that people should be learning from, listening to, and working with, because your heart's really in the right place to help others. And you can get the link for Nin's book at everythinghometalkshow.com. The tab for Marketplace, there's a listing there for her book under Books and Authors. The link for Amazon and information and a summary about the book is there also. So please go there and check it out and support Nin. And hopefully the messages in her book will help you live a prosperous and fulfilled life. With that being said, you take it in any direction you want, but I really wanted everyone to just really have an overview of what the book is and something a little special about you.
Thank you so much, Michelle. I think you laid the right foundation, and I was about to, you know, share this with the audience that I am part of the program where 10% of the proceeds will go to causes or the organizations that are working for veterans and pets and kids. And all these people are very close to my heart. All these areas are very close to my heart. When it comes to kids, obviously I'm a mom who, you know, struggled, who gave everything of her own, even career to a certain extent, to make sure that the kids have the right kind of education and are safe. And I want all the kids across the world, especially of this country, which has given refuge to me and my kids, that the kids here get the best of education and they get the necessities or the, you know, people usually call it luxuries, but anything that a kid needs is important. So I'm all for these organizations. When it comes to pets, I have a very close connection with the pets, and something that is common between the pets and me is loyalty, I'll say. So, and the love, it's like selfless love. So I have a lot of respect for pets. I know people usually don't use this word for pets. It's like I have a lot of love, but for me, I have a lot of respect for pets because of how committed and loyal they are towards the families that they live with. And, you know, they are just adorable. They make the life and the planet much better. And there's so much to learn from them. I think, Michelle, we need to do a podcast on the pet stuff. And then veterans, yes, salute to them. I just don't have words, because these are the people who leave their families behind, who sacrifice their personal lives and at times sacrifice their lives, or even they go through the mental trauma or any physical challenge. But they do everything just for one cause and that for purpose, which is so true to their heart. They're so pure, they're so committed that they want the safety of everyone living in this country. And a veteran, anybody, you know, going to the war or just being around us, for them, it's people of U.S., people of United States of America. It's not whether you are coming from any other country, but if you are in United States, your safety, your integrity, your respect, they fight and they live for that, to protect that. And that is so huge. So no matter what we do for them, is always, will always be much, much lesser than what they do for us. And I am saying this from my heart. And every time if I can do anything for veterans, I'm always there, and I would always do that. I encourage my kids, I encourage my friends and family, that these are the people who you can learn so much from them. And because I'm part of Corporate America, I'm part of the Diversity and Inclusion Councils across U.S., so I encourage people to look up to the opportunities where the veterans, when they're not on the duty and they're back in their countries with their families, to provide opportunities for them to be served. Now it's our time to serve them, because they have served for us. Now it's our time to serve them. And even if we serve our entire life for them, it's not enough. So when Michelle shared the program with me, that shows her character, her personality, and it's just not business for her. She really wants to, you know, extend her arms in the community to the right causes. And when she shared the program with me, obviously there was no way that I could have said no. But at the same time, the reason I just jumped to it, it wasn't honestly, yes, to some extent, it is the friendship or the respect I have for Michelle, that if something comes from her, I really want to be part of that. But at the same time, all the people, all of you have been listening to me. I'm a bit difficult and stubborn person as well. So I will not do something that doesn't click to my heart or my soul, or doesn't, you know, I don't agree to it. I have problems in accepting things if I don't feel them right. When this program was shared to me by Michelle, and we just started, I just had a text conversation with her, and I got the details later, but, you know, I knew that I'm going to be part of it. And I knew it is so important for me to be part of it, because, you see, if you're doing business with me, you're starting your business or you're accelerating your business, if you're part of me, it's a chain. You hire me, you work with me, and then part of my earnings go to these organizations, this program. And so you're also part of it. And how beautiful it is that when you are starting to build something for yourself, a part of it is also going towards the causes that are important in the community, the causes that need to be addressed. It's so powerful. So it's like a domino effect kind of a thing. And I just love the idea, because I want all of you to win your dream. That's one thing. But then when you are winning your dreams, you cannot leave behind or close your eyes from the things or the community or people surrounding you. And it is so important. So I would encourage you all to, there's a whole list of businesses who have enrolled for the program. So one way is that you work with those businesses and encourage more and more participation in the program that Michelle has launched. But then other than that, if you want to connect with Michelle directly and become a part of the program, I would encourage you to do that. And I'm sure Michelle will have one way or the other to do that with you guys as well. So having said that, now coming back to the book. So Michelle has given the intro of the book, and I've been talking about the book. Definitely, it's my first ever published book. I'm officially an author now. I feel so good about it. I have dedicated this book to my dad, because I have whatever I am today, and because of him, all the values that I have, or all the values that I carry, the purpose of my life and all that is one way or the other inspired or had been inculcated in me when I was very young. And it all came from my dad. So this is my way of saying thank you, Dad. I love you. And also, letting the world know that how a parent it can impact your life, can impact a kid's life. And all of you, even if you're not parents, even if you're not dads or moms, you're not parents, but you can still make a difference in other people's lives and make that important and guide them through the right way, help them to overcome challenges and win their dreams. It is so important to be that driving force in anyone's life. I would encourage you, if you're a parent, pay attention to your kids, what they want to do in life, and keep the conversations open. Always try to listen to them. My dad was always there. If you go through the book, my dad was always there. He was helping me to figure out what I want to do from a very early age. Maybe it wasn't that well defined as it is now, but from a very early age, he knew that I'm a person who has a voice and it needs to be heard. And he encouraged me at every point. That is what my life is all about. And I have focused in the book throughout never to give up. Find the right ways to do things. You will, whenever you are faced with a challenge, every time in life, you will have two ways of doing, overcoming the challenge. One will be the easier, but may not be the fairest way. The other would be difficult, but will be the right thing to do. Please always focus on doing the right things in life. I came to US, my family, my friends, everybody wanted me to get married again, get a green card, which will be in a few months, and then my kids will have their green cards or whatever, and we will become citizens much faster. But here's the thing. My objective of coming to U.S. was not getting U.S. citizenship. My purpose of coming to U.S. was to save my kids and save myself. And U.S. helped me in getting that purpose because I found a safe heaven here. I found a community that supported us, that helped us to settle. My kids started going to school. My kids started showing up as better human beings. This was my purpose, and it was achieved. Now it was my turn to give back to this community, and then Nin's Dreams came into being, and I started working voluntarily with the chambers, with refugee centers, with women empowerment programs, and all that stuff just started happening and rolling out. But I never took the easy way, which was to get married, because there are two things. One is that, you know, just leaving an abusive marriage, I was not prepared to go into another relationship. And then if I don't love that person, if there is no understanding, then why would I do that? And it would be more like a greed, you know, like using someone, abusing someone's emotions just because I want to achieve something. And this is something I had never done in my life. I was never taught this. And I thought that I'll take the longer route, the right thing, the legal way, and I'll do it. And that's, I'm not saying getting married to a U.S. citizen is illegal. I'm not saying that. Please don't take me wrong. Please don't twist my words. I'm just saying that for me, at that point, even now, it is more important to do, to get myself documented, to have all the right paperwork, to make sure my children go to school, to make sure I do my job, to make sure that I earn enough to feed my kids and fulfill their wishes and desires, help the community in some way or the other, pay taxes, and live a normal, safe life. This is important to me. And in the process, trust me, I have gained so many friends. This podcast itself is a reward for the work that I have done. Michelle would never ever bring a guest, a monthly, regular, consistent guest, if the guest is not worth her time or your time. We all know that. So this itself is a reward that came from God, that came to me because I was sincere and I was true to my purpose. And I encourage you all to remain focused, true to your purpose, honest, and do the right things. It will take time. See, I was in the U.S. It's been 4 years now. Doing this level of work, it took me years. It's just that if you see 2019, it is so different from 2016 or 2017 or 2018, because that's the time I was building, I was reaching out, I was struggling. But now I exactly know where to go, what to say, what to do, and people are coming in, and it's like building up. It takes time. But it's all worth doing. In everyone's life, like my life, there may be a billion challenges in your own life. Trust me, there will be. And I'm not saying mine is bigger than yours. Mine was worse than yours. You don't know that. No, I'm not claiming that mine was the worst or is the worst. Everybody has their own set of challenges which are difficult. Every story is so powerful. Every story is so important. It is that you have to carry that story on your shoulders with integrity and truthfulness and then show up in the world. Just because one relationship didn't work, it's not that you should say that men are like that. All the men are like that. No. Just because one of the laws or one of the things went against me, I cannot say that my religion is incorrect or the country is wrong or right. It's not like that. You just have to focus, find your purpose and live that purpose. From day one, as I said, that even when I didn't know, I was actually doing things like going to women in jail, visiting the prostitution areas, writing for them, talking to the transgenders. All this is like a taboo topic still in Pakistan. But I used to do that. And my dad could see that I have a voice that needs to be heard. I want to write. And he gave me platforms to do that. And then all of a sudden, after my marriage, I was confined, and I was asked not to do things which were so dear to my heart. I still listened to that man. But then there came a time when it just all blew out. And he divorced me and left my kid. We were on the road. And October is the domestic violence month. And I have a whole plan ready for October to go to these shelters, help women and men both. We usually think that domestic violence is for women. Yes, it is, but it is also for men, and men don't speak. So I really want to have that conversation that there are men who are going through domestic violence also. It's not always raising hands. It is much more than that. I have lived it. I've lived through the emotional, through the physical, the financial. This is the worst thing that can happen to a human being. I've been through that. And trust me, as much as women go through domestic violence, the men does too. So October, I'm like focusing on all my blogs, all my social media posts, all my meet and greet author events to be around this domestic violence thing. to show the awareness. Even today, my Facebook, if you go to my profile, my Facebook picture has like the domestic violence thing, you know. So what I'm trying to tell you is that every man and woman have different stories in their lives. They have a different variation, shade of tragedy happening to them. Our focus should not be to compare which pain is more painful, which hurt is more hurting, or which disturbance is more disturbing. No, not at all. Our focus should be that this has happened to us. We should look beyond the pain. We should believe in God or universe, whatever you believe in, and step up, rise again. And during the process, we seek out for help. And once we are stable or we have started to step in our direction, we need to pay forward. Don't stop the cycle. It's, you know, kindness. I always believe that kindness, love, respect, it's all recycled. It's just not your plastic or your clothing that needs to be recycled. Your pains, your hurts, your struggles, all can be recycled and recycled into better form of you, transformed into a better version of yourself. So this, I'm so thankful to Michelle that she decided that this episode of mine would be around my book. And it's been almost a month now that the book is out. It's available on Amazon. You can go and purchase it. And I encourage you to do that because a portion of it goes to the causes that are very dear to our hearts. Other than that, you will love so much. You will learn so much. And just don't take it as a story of a woman. It's a story of a human being. Don't put me into a gender box. Don't put me into a religion box. Don't put me into a country. Don't confine me, please. I'm free as a bird. I'm a human being. I am the child of this universe. And I want this book to be read, understood, felt, and practiced by the humans, not by women or men or Muslims or Jews or Christians. No, no, no. This is human. This is human fact that we're talking about. So I want all of you to read it, encourage you to read it, read parts of it. There are 18 chapters there. You can select the chapter that you need while reading the book. Mark your favorite mark your favorite lines, learn through them. And then if you have purchased the book, you can always reach out to me for a 30-minute free assessment or session. We can just talk about it. It's not about hiring me or hiring Michelle or something. It's about you all. Just talk it out if you have to. And let's find a way to prepare you to win, to go forward. As Michelle said, today I'm a successful entrepreneur. I have a wonderful corporate job. I'm doing the work that is very close to my heart, which is women empowerment, which is having the voice for the LGBT community, having the voice for the minorities. And I'm just loving the process. I'm just loving the journey. And I invite all of you to become part of this journey in whatever ways you can. Let's talk. Let's have a chat. Make your favorite cup of tea or coffee or a glass of wine and let's schedule a call. Talk to me. Talk to Michelle. We both can get on a call, although I never spoke to Michelle about this thing. But we can have a conference call with you if you want, and, you know, the three of us can talk about it and find a way of doing things differently, or at least pacifying you through your pain. I have been through all the hardships, the pain of losing my mom, the pain of losing my dad, the pain of losing the country where I was born and raised and which was my identity for the whole of my life. I have the pain of losing a partner in terms of, you know, like my ex-husband. I have the pain of seeing my kids being brought up without father. I have been through the pain of starting all over again. I have been through the pain of not being enough to provide food for my kids, what they wanted. I could just feed him what I could afford. So that's a pain too. I have seen my bank account going below $1.25. I have seen those meals coming from Bank of America to me every month for so many months. I have seen myself crying for no reason, just sitting and crying and hoping things would change. I have been through the pain of heart surgery and then recovering from that and then being challenged because of that. Life just changed after that surgery. And I have been through the pain of living away from my siblings. I still have that pain. I have pain of seeing my friends turning their backs just because I wasn't in the right condition, the social status that they wanted me to be in, or they would take pride. But after all these pains, now let's hear about what I have achieved, what I have enjoyed. I enjoy, I respect, I cherish how my parents had brought me up, the values that they have given me. I have seen how your own people, your own country can turn back towards you. But if you are true, people from different religion, different country, different culture will open their arms and welcome you. I have seen friends who were just friends with me for 2 months or 3 months, had not known me for ages, but were there to wipe my tears. I have seen companies who were ready to hire a refugee. I have seen people who were more interested in my skills than how I look or what I wear. I have seen people like Michelle coming to me and acknowledging my skills and supporting my business and helping me to take it to the next level just because I believed in it. I have seen people who have embraced my purpose of helping others by inviting me to programs like Michelle had offered, in inviting me to help people read or write. And now I leave it up to you guys to decide that should I focus on the pains that I listed, or should I focus on all this, which is my present, which are the gifts, which are the rewards from the God, the universe? What do? I have personally chosen to focus on the rewards, on the present, on all the beautiful things that have been happening to me and my family. All of the beautiful friends, all of the beautiful support system, my clients, my customers, my employer, everyone who are more than gracious and kind to me, and then who look up to me for something. I have decided to commit myself for the people who don't have a voice, because I have a voice. I can speak. I can write. I want to do it for them. I'm fearless, but they have fears. I want them to open up. This is my decision. I may be wrong, but I know deep inside that this is exactly what I'm going to do, and this is exactly what I'm doing. And I encourage all of you to look at your life the way I have shared with you right now. List all your pains. Just don't label them, whether it's big or small or whatever. If it's your pain, if it is hurting you, it is a hurt, it is a pain, period. No questions asked. But don't be ashamed of it. Don't regret your decisions. Those were the decisions that were right at that point of life, during that mindset which you were in when you made that decision. So make a list of all the pains you have, and that's what my book is about. That there is so much pain, there were so much challenges, but then every time something would happen, I would step up and I would do something differently. I would take risk, at times calculated, at times because I had no other way but to take that risk. And then start listing what you have in life. And trust me, what you have in life or the future that you're creating for yourself will be so powerful, so beautiful, so inviting, so encouraging that you would forget your pains. And I don't want you to forget your pain, but you should remember your pain as a stepping stone towards the better you, the better version of yourself. And on this note, I would like to end this whole show with all my best wishes, fondest regards, love to all of you. One simple message. Please remember, nothing is going to hurt you. Nothing is going to break you if you decide to be truthful to yourself. And always remember, never ever be ashamed of who you are or whatever has happened to you. Carry the story of your life on your shoulders with integrity and truthfulness. I love you all. Over to you, Michelle.
Well said, my friend. You summed up everything wonderfully, beautifully, elegantly, and it had a little bit of a symphony to it, where it had a little flow, like as if you were an orchestra leader. I'm proud of you for actually getting the book done. I remember having a couple conversations using words that I can't say on the air with you about the book in the beginning. And you basically said, I'll show you, I'm going to write the damn book. And you did. You pulled it off and you did it within almost, I think, pretty much the time frame that you came up with originally. Congratulations. And I know it's an amazing thing for you. So I'm, like I said, I'm very, very proud that you did it. And I'm here to help you let the world know about it and spread that message and share your story. I think we will end it on that note. I want everyone to just listen to your show maybe two or three times. There's a lot of money shots in there, so you know I'm going to be in the editing room for a while making a bunch of them. I appreciate you very much. And to all the listeners, go check out the book. You can get information and the links will be on our website, everythinghometalkshow.com. Nin's got her own page on there. And just click away. And thank you again for doing all that you're doing, young lady. It's an honor to be your friend.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Promos for a purpose.com.
Did
Did you know 63% of consumers prefer to buy from purpose-driven brands and businesses that reflect their own values, beliefs, and support charitable causes? Promos for a Purpose provides business owners with ways to support worthy causes and promote their brands at the same time with its comprehensive done-for-you marketing and media program. Visit www.promosforapurpose.com for more information.
Promosforapurpose.com.
You've been listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnick. Life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com. And find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.